The main points. President Paul Biya has held talks with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron prior to the official opening of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, has told fresh graduates of the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé from Cameroon and Congo to remain loyal and devoted wherever their services are needed. A convicted mass murderer in South Africa, known as the Apartheid Killer, has died at the age of 72. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has held talks with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, in Paris, France. Both heads of state opened frank discussions on bilateral ties between Cameroon and France in several domains. CRTV's special envoy to Paris, France, is Ashu Nyenti. He comes back on the salient issues discussed by the two statesmen.
Paul Biya left his temporary residence, Four Seasons George V Hotel in Paris, around 1 p.m. this 26 July 2024, to head to an important tete-a-tete with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, at the Presidential Palace. On this day, the Elysee Palace is at its best, resplendent and magnificent, with breathtaking floral diversity, the work of a millennial civilization and symbol of presidential prestige and power, especially in the French Fifth Republic. Paul Biya was welcomed on arrival at the foot of the staircase of the French Presidential Palace by a member of the Elysee Protocol. On seeing the head of state, the 10-man beautifully dressed honors guard, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Raffaut, steadied the assault in honor. A little up the staircase, Emmanuel Macron was ready to welcome his guest. They both posed for the cameras with broad smiles transmitting warmth, friendship and mutual respect. Indeed, this meeting is a retrouver between Biya and Macron, who have met several in Paris and Yaoundé since Macron came to power. The accompanying delegation members took their seats in an adjoining apartment, while Paul Biya and Emmanuel Macron concentrated on their man-to-man talk, looking relaxed, mutually interested, and politically intimate in one of the rooms of the Élysée, a local church with historical significance. The meeting lasts for about 40 minutes behind closed doors, not much filtered out. However, there are indications the tete-a-tete centered around the evaluation of the state of cooperation between Yaoundé and Paris since they last met, especially as much has been done at the ambassadorial level to stimulate all aspects of these relations. Emerging from the meeting and returning to his hotel, President Paul Biya was visibly happy with the outcome, and his body language portrayed a president ready to continue doing business with France. Ashu Nyenti, Vincent Bolo, on national assignment, Paris, France.
Meanwhile, the 33rd edition of the Olympic Games officially kicked off last evening in Paris, France, with French President Emmanuel Macron presiding over the ceremony. Cameroon has won just 6 medals in the Olympics since her first appearance in 1964. The 6 athletes representing the country therefore have an objective to change the narrative in Paris. Harrison Ashu Tiku presents Cameroon's Olympic history in the following report.
Cameroon has participated in 15 editions of the Olympic Games, winning 3 gold medals, 1 silver and 2 bronze. Sprinter David Njitok was the only athlete in the country's Olympic debut in 1964, but failed to return with a medal. 4 years later, boxer Joseph Besala mounted Cameroon on the podium in Mexico with a silver medal after defeating Mario Gilito in the semifinals of the welterweight division. The next 3 editions of the games were fruitless for Team Cameroon. However, in 1984 in Los Angeles, USA, Cameroon bounced back on the podium with another boxer, Martin Dongo Ebanga, who won bronze medal. The boxer, who died in March this year, was the only athlete out of 48 to return home with a medal. Then came the turn of the under-23 alliance in collective sports in Sydney, Australia in 2000. Jeremy Njita, Patrick Mboma and teammates powered Cameroon to her first Olympic gold medal, beating Spain in the final by 5-3 in post-match penalties. This gave way for double Olympic gold medalist Françoise Mbango Etone. The triple jumper dominated the 2004 and 2008 Olympics, creating a world record of 15.39 meters in the 2008 Games in Beijing, China. weightlifter Madias Zezo in 2012 won Cameroon's last Olympic medal, a bronze medal in the London edition.
CRTV News. The Minister of Social Affairs has called on her collaborators and partners to intensify discussions on protecting the rights of indigenous peoples and engaging them into inclusive initiatives in Cameroon. Minister Pauline Irene Guinée was speaking in Yaoundé while chairing a ceremony to celebrate Cameroon's 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples, pegged on the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous Peoples. Details with Joyce Cliff Tata.
They are holders of unique languages, beliefs, and possess invaluable knowledge of practices for the sustainable management of natural resources, today on the spotlight. In Cameroon, they are the Pygmies, Dembororos, and Kidi Mountain communities, all called indigenous people. The International Day of Indigenous People is thus a unique opportunity to remember these peculiar groups, re-examine their daily challenges like access to land, education, health, drinking water, sanitation, and citizenship. The ceremony in Yaoundé made room for stakeholders in the Ministry of Social Affairs alongside partners to celebrate these people who so believe in their natural environment and devise strategies to facilitate their social inclusion. While presiding over the opening ceremony, Social Affairs boss Pauline Irene Guinée insisted that her collaborators strive toward an increase in the number of indigenous children with birth certificates, national identity cards, and equally the enrollment of eligible persons on the electoral register. They are part of the nation and so should have their voices heard at every level, because they are first Cameroonian before being indigenous.
356 Cadet Superintendent of Police and Cadet Assistant Superintendent of Police have, or from Cameroon and Congolese nationalities, have been awarded end-of-course diplomas and epaulets. This was during a dual ceremony to award labor medals to some senior civil servants of the National Security Corps at the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé. The event was presided over by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili. Kelly Eben reports.
National security is our mission.
National security is our mission.
Before the Delegate General for National Security and the public, the Superintendent of Police and Cadet Assistant Superintendent of Police, amongst them those with specialties, pledged continuous loyalty and devotedness in ensuring the security of the population and state institutions. The double ceremony, which saw the award of labor medals to 100 senior civil servants, ranging from the Knight of the Order of Merit to Medal of Merit of the Forces of Law and Order, also included a special epaulette award to one of them, raised to the rank of Senior Superintendent of Police following a presidential decree signed recently.
Senior Superintendent of Police, Fai Enesuiru, I was lucky to be awarded the Medal of the Knight of the Sporting Order of Valor. It is a sentiment of joy, a commitment to continue to serve.
George Are Ago, promoted to the rank of Superintendent of Police. Being in the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé is not a bed of roses. There are so many challenges, and we brave all the challenges.
Speaking during the ceremony, the commander of the National Advanced Police School, Police Commissioner Tani Eno Lawrence, said that the officers came in, 369 of them, on the 17th of October 2022 for the training that lasted 2 years for some and 1 year for specialists. The event witnessed the attendance of top officials like Territorial Administration Minister Paul Antanganji, the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Justice, Keeper of the Seals, Jean de Dieu Momo, and the Ambassador of the Republic of Congo to Cameroon, Daniel Gasigi.
Out of the country, a convicted mass murderer in South Africa known as the Apartheid Killer has died. Louis Van Schoo, aged 72, had been in hospital with infection on his leg. His daughter said he died on Thursday due to complications from sepsis. Van Schoof's death came less than a week after a BBC investigation in his past, which exposed horrific new details about a series of killings he carried out in the late 1980s during the final years of white minority rule in South Africa. CRTV News.